I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The conference championship games will take place on Sunday. Over the course of this show, we'll take a look back at the Giants' performance in conference championship games. And the Giants have a new man in charge as we take a closer look at the new head coach of the Giants.
Hi, this is David Deal, and I'm honored to be sitting with the 17th head coach of the New York Football Giants, head coach Ben McAdoo. What does it mean to you to be the head coach of the New York Football Giants?
Well, obviously, this franchise has a ton of tradition and is run by the Mayer family, the Tisch family, and they do a great job. They run a class organization, and it's an honor to be the head coach here and have an opportunity to work with Jerry Reese.
Tell me about the dream of making this possible for you.
This is an opportunity you work for your whole life once you start coaching, and I feel very fortunate to have this opportunity.
And I know that you mentioned Coach Coughlin in your interview and in your press conference. Just talk a little bit about the impact he had on you as a football coach.
Yeah, Coach Coughlin, obviously, the amount of success he's had running two different franchises and specifically putting two trophies in the case here and actually being an assistant before that, he's had a tremendous impact on me these last 2 years. And just the discipline and the passion and the consistency and everything revolved around leadership. He's been tremendous.
Your statement during the press conference was, you said, we're not here to rebuild. We're here to reload and chase that fifth championship trophy.
Absolutely. Rebuilding isn't in the vocabulary here. The New York Giants, a historied franchise. The trophies in the case speak for itself, and we're looking to add to the mix. We want to put the fifth one in the case.
And my last question for you is, obviously, this is a big jump for you. You said right now that the coaching staff is fluid. What are your next steps moving forward here to put the Giants back in that race of the NFC East and in the NFL?
Well, right now, we're trying to get a staff together so we can assemble, get our eyes on the film, and communicate what we need to needs-wise down the hallway to personnel so we're on the same page there. And then we also have to, evaluate, not just the end of games, but everything that goes into an offense, defense, and special teams. And, that's important. But we got to get our staff together. And, my phone, it's dancing on my desk right now. It's going crazy with all the, calls coming and going and texts coming and going. But that's a good problem to have.
I sincerely appreciate your time, and I know I speak on behalf of myself and the Giants fans. We're excited, and we're ready for you to be the head coach.
Thanks, Dave. We're excited as well.
One of the pieces to the puzzle that will help moving forward is Robert Ayers, who had a career high in sacks. Time to take you inside the film room with Carl Banks as we break down Ayers' game from this past season. Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Bob Papa with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. Inside the Film Room this week focuses in on Robert Ayers. Robert Ayers set a career high with 9.5 sacks, started the year off slowly, dealing with a hamstring injury. But, Carl, he was effective down the stretch. What made Ayers get to these numbers that he's never gotten to before?
Well, let's think about it. That happened when the guy next to him in this film, Jason Pierre-Paul, showed up, because there's another guy that can create pressure. Now, to Robert Ayers' credit, he can rush from an inside position as well as an outside position, similar to what Justin Tuck could do for this defense. So you'll see him here. He's just lined up inside of Jason Pierre-Paul, and he just gives a nice speed move right on the guard, and that's the versatility. If he's big enough and strong enough, you can beat a guard because they're not as athletic. You can see he just rushed by him as if he were rushing by a tackle on that. Guard sets his feet, he's in there. But you know what? The attention that Jason Pierre-Paul gets on the outside made them slide the line and just created some space for him.
When you think about Robert Ayers as a player, New Jersey native, what are some of the things that he has to do better in order to get to these numbers on a more consistent basis?
Well, I think it's health. To be honest with you, Bob, I think he now realizes that he can have a lot of production when healthy, and I think he just has to work really hard at staying healthy.
That's Inside the Film Room with Carl Banks. When we come back, we'll talk about the Giants and conference championship games as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota with the conference championship games tomorrow. One thing that you should note, Giants fans, the Giants are 5-0 in conference championship games. Let's take a look back at the 1986 and 1990 Giant wins.
That was our fiercest rival, and that was the team that knew us best, and we knew them best. It was going to be physical, and it was going to be a battle.
And with 40-mile-per-hour winds blowing through Giants Stadium, Bill Parcells made perhaps his best coaching decision before the game had even begun.
Bill came up to us right before, and he said, if we win this coin toss, I'm putting the defense out there first.
We'll take the win.
He wanted to get off to a start. So he took the win.
The Giants won the toss and they're kicking off. And Redgrave's kick goes way, way out of the end zone.
And of course, the elements were so much a factor of that day and wound up being a tremendous advantage for us, our ability to do things in the elements that Washington just couldn't do.
James back to throw.
That touchdown drive into the wind was the difference in the game because it took all the time off the clock for them to have the wind advantage.
And while Washington's punts just fluttered in the wind,
a 27-yard punt. It started off looking like a good kick. The wind took it and it just fluttered down.
Sean Landetta averaged 42 yards per kick in some of the worst weather Giants Stadium has ever seen.
Here's Landetta's punt. That's a great punt against the wind. And the Giants are going to down it inside the five. Great punt by Landetta. 46 yards, was in the air for 5 seconds.
Landetta has a career game kicking the ball into the wind. We get field position. They can't run on us. If we were to still play in that game to this day, 25 years later, they still would not score a touchdown.
As the clock was winding down, the one thought in my mind was, come a long way from 1976 when we first opened Giants Stadium. And these same fans are cheering us now because we've turned this ship around and we had a dominant year. And this really was a gift for the Giant fans.
When you win the championship, you know you're going to the Super Bowl. It's the greatest feeling in sports.
To go there against all odds, knowing that this game for them was supposed to be a mere formality.
They were the home team and it was the playoffs and they were the 49ers and they were two-time Super Bowl champions. But we had a good football team too.
In the fourth quarter with the Giants trailing 13-9, Hostetler suffered what seemed to be a serious injury when he was hit by former Giant Jim Burke.
I came over the sideline, and I remember Parcells coming over and saying, can you go, can you go? And I yelled back at him, yeah, I can go, I'm going.
Hostetler returned on the next series, showing no signs of the injury. Although the drive would stall, the Giants once again showed the 49ers that they were down, but not out.
Fake punt, and it's going to work. Reason streaking down to inside the 25.
That's the call they needed. That's the play they needed. They needed something to get them out of this. Bill Parcells came up with it.
The element of surprise is a great advantage. I've always told my players, I'm going to do everything that I think gives us the best chance to win.
3 plays later, Matt Barr's fourth field goal made it a one-point game.
13-12, the 49ers lead with 5:47 left to play.
And if the 49ers were going to run out the clock to preserve the win, they were going to have to do it without their starting quarterback. Steve Young came in to replace Montana, needing only a couple of first downs to seal the victory. But when their team needed them the most, the Giants' defense would step up with this signature play.
Three again, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball.
You know, I busted through, and there's Roger Craig. I knew that I had made the tackle. I knew that I had made the fumble, you know, because I see, you know, LT get up and run off of the ball.
Lawrence Taylor out of the pack with the ball.
The defense's timely takeaway set the stage for more Hostetler heroics.
Here's Hostetler chased out of the pocket, chased by Burt. Pass is caught by Bavaro. Hostetler back to throw it. Scrambles right, throws right, caught and out of bounds. Inside the 30 by Stephen Baker. And it all goes on his shoulders.
Snap, spot. Kick is away, it's got the distance. It is good, good,
and the
good.
Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
Obviously, in 1986, a home win against Washington, and then that improbable win in 1990, which propelled the Giants to their win in Super Bowl 25. When we come back, we'll tell you about the Giants' other three wins in conference championship play when we return after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. After a 10-year drought, the Giants were back in the conference championship game when they took on the Vikings in the 2000 conference championship. The Giants also were victorious on the road in 2007 and 2011. As we take a look at those three conference championship wins, including probably the greatest win in Giants history in Giants Stadium.
The Giants returned to the NFC championship game for the first time in 10 years. Led by a historic performance by quarterback Kerry Collins, the Giants raced out to an early lead and never looked back.
Collins back, steps up over the middle, and he's got a man. It's Hilliard to the five, touchdown! 46 yards down the left side. I want to be like Hank, he's got six.
And what a perfect long pass by Collins.
Throwing down the right side, he's got Camilla.
Crowd is sensing blood in the water.
Collins completed 29 of 40 passes for 385 yards and five touchdowns. A New York Giants playoff record that still stands today.
We were just upset that Coach Fossil wouldn't let us go 41 points because we could have put 50 on them that day.
The final score, the Giants 41, the Vikings nothing. Super Bowl, here we come.
This is the Giant team that was referred to as the worst team ever to win the home field advantage in the National Football League. And today, on this field of painter's mud, we proved that we're the worst team ever to win the National Football Conference Championship.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field, minus 1 degree with a wind chill of minus 23.
The years were going to fall off pregame. Pregame. I'm out there and I'm going, this is a mistake. The game starts with the first message being Brandon Jacobs and Woodson. And what a collision that was. And we were standing there on the sideline going, well, we're into this one right away, you know, because that was some collision.
Jacobs' bruising collision ignited not only the Giants' offense, but the defense as well. And the Big Blue Wrecking Crew simply pounded their opponent into the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Boy, this has been a well-prepared New York Giants defense.
While Eli Manning and Plaxico Burr seemed to be immune to the punishment and the weather, slinging and catching passes in the icy cold air almost at will. Under the worst conditions and in front of a hostile crowd, Eli threw for 251 yards and no interceptions.
It's minus 24 degrees wind chill. And this guy is gripping it and throwing it like nobody's business.
It was the best I've ever seen Eli play, the most confident I've ever seen him be going against the great legend in minus 23 degree weather. And it was like he was totally not affected by anything.
I believe it, we're going to win this damn game.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is good. Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl. After missing at the end of regulation, in overtime, they beat the Packers 23-20.
From high atop a rainy Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California, it's the NFC Championship game as the New York Giants take on the San Francisco 49ers.
In a tough smash-mouth affair, both teams would fight tooth and nail in a classic showdown that would come right down to the wire.
Hit Manningham on a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. That was big.
Manning back to throw. He zips one to the left of the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Mario Manningham! And the Giants are back in front with 8:34 to go.
And, of course, a couple special teams turnovers in our favor really helped us get some field position.
Returnable for Williams in his own 20. Lost the ball.
Coaches, you know, nobody gave us a chance after we lost four games in a row in the middle of the season.
Congratulations, Giants. We're going to the big one again. Yeah! One, two, three, go!
Memorable moments with the Giants going 5-0 in conference championship play and winning four Super Bowls in those years. When we come back on the program, we'll tell you about the Giants in the community as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. There are so many inspiring stories from Giants fans. And the Giants had the Heart of the Giant competition throughout the course of the year, presented by Hospital for Special Surgery. Let's take a look at this year's notable winner.
The 2015 Heart of a Giant Award, presented by Hospital for Special Surgery, recognizes and rewards athletes with an unparalleled work ethic and passion for the game of football. And this year's recipient, Shakuma Uku from Roosevelt High School, embodied all of these qualities and more.
Well, I think going back to eighth grade, Shakuma was on our JV football team, and I saw that he was a special kid then.
So not many people know this, but my second year ever playing football, I was blessed enough to be pulled up to the varsity level. And then that next year, my freshman year, I started my first game as a varsity football player, and I've started everyone since.
Shakuma has been a standout athlete for the Roosevelt football program for the past 4 years, but it is his commitment to community that defines the person that he is and sets him apart from the rest.
Since I've known Shakuma, he's always been very socially minded, very outspoken. He and several other students, they formed a mentoring club to bring back former graduates.
I really wanted to give the opportunity to shed the light on their success to the current students here. And that's how FRRA was really born, by bringing back alumni and members of the community that went on to do positive things and give them the platform for about an hour and a half to speak on their career and how they became who they were after leaving this 1 square mile community.
Shakuma also led a toy drive this past holiday season, bringing joy to special groups of children.
These toys are actually for the kids of the United Cerebral Palsy Center Children's Learning Center. And the program that we're actually running right now is called the Smiles for CLC Toy Drive and Giveaway. The school involvement is something that has really fueled this. You know, as you can see, I didn't bring in all these toys. I brought in a few, and then my friends brought in a few, and it grew from there. But we're not done yet, I'm telling you.
On and off the field, Shakuma exemplifies what it means to be a leader. And on one special day, he received a visit from a Giant who recognized him for all of his achievements.
We have a special surprise this afternoon, and without further ado, Rashad Jennings from the New York Giants.
Hey, we got any Giants fans here?
I remember this morning I was looking on the USA Football Twitter page, and I saw number 23, so I knew it was Rashad Jennings.
We'd like to call up Shakuma Uku.
My mouth dropped. I'm like, okay, this is real now. All right, is anybody else nominated in the room?
We have an awesome responsibility to give back to our communities. We have an awesome responsibility to make a difference in our communities. And we also have our awesome responsibility to give something to mimic that is worth mimicking.
It was a true honor to stand there with not only one of my heroes, you know, being a Giants fan.
I'm going to get him to do my end zone dance.
It was amazing to see him here today.
I really am appreciative to every person in this room, and I hope that everyone will continue to help better assist in the efforts that we are trying to achieve, and that's changing the culture of our community. Thank you.
Congratulations to Chukwuma and all of the participants in this year's edition of Heart of the Giant. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and on Twitter @Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.